There's a world of difference between a full life and an empty life, one that blesses others and one that doesn't, a life of deep satisfaction and one of chronic frustration. What sort of life are you living? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's a sobering question because as we plug away doing all that we have to do each day, only to grow older, far less busy for some, lonely for many, life just seems to happen until it doesn't. And to get to the end only to realize that it wasn't the full life that you'd hoped for, well, that's a tragedy of mammoth proportions. Jesus promised that those who believe in him would suffer as he suffered. Sensational. Yet he also promised that we'd live an abundant life. Someone once asked me what that actually means. Well, here it is, as the Apostle Paul put it to some of his friends, Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all Christians the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length, plumb the depths, rise to the heights. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. An abundant life is one of inner strength with Christ dwelling in you. A life firmly planted in love, a life lived to the extravagant dimensions of God's love for us. So, what sort of life are you living? That's God's word fresh for you today. The most powerful way to experience that breadth, length, depth, and height is to allow God to speak into your life. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.